This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The 21st, that would be 7 times 3. And how many, let's see, there are 4.3 weeks in a month. Let's see, we can do the multiplication addition here. Ladies, you all set for this? You got your, you don't have to have anything but your brain working. All brains are optional at this point, but with an option holds the promise that we can figure it out and make things as they are supposed to be. Numbers, what's that? We used this yesterday. Liars figure, but figures don't lie. So the figure is 21, August 21st. And if you take that and divide it by 3, it's 7. Divided by 7, it's 3. That comes out the same both ways. Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sure. Listen to that. They'd agree to anything at this point, folks. Agree, let's keep going. All they're saying to me is, come on, let's go. Jennifer actually wants to take us. Jennifer Horn, by the way. Let me introduce you to her. Hello, everybody. A round of applause for Jennifer. Victoria Keelan is here. Let me introduce you to her. Kara Schillen is here. And that's good. I always like it when Kara is here.
No, round of applause for Kara.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Round of applause for Kara. Yay!
Chopped liver? Come on.
No, not at all. No, chopped cabbage maybe, but not chopped liver. Because we don't need chopped livers. But chopped cabbage. The cabbage is very good this year. By the way, for those of you who haven't had any yet, go get some cabbage from your local family farmer who does produce. It's yummy, 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 and very good for you. Cleans out your innards, if you know what I mean.
Ugh.
Okay. Game changer time. Jennifer.
Jen, you've got a poop story, right?
Actually, yeah. Speaking of all along the same vein, here we go. All right, so a woman named Elizabeth Novak has been trending over the last several days. She packed up her salon and she moved out of Sacramento, California, due to the mounting problems with the homelessness in California's capital city. Now, this video that she made, it has gone viral. And in this post, she went after our Governor Gavin Newsom, complaining that the government inaction leaves residents and business owners like her having to clean up after homeless people who sleep on the streets and the sidewalk. She said, "When I come to work, I'm never sure what I'm going to walk into. I've been broken into. I've had my glass broken. I clean up human excrement off my doorstep every week. Cups of urine, things like that." She said, "I do have compassion for these people. But you know they're sleeping in front of your door and they're leaving trash and they're turning over garbage cans and I can't do that anymore." So she said, "The issue is bad, it worse than the media is saying it is." And she said a lot of people are seeing it as a housing issue, where she contends it's a drug issue. She said she's spoken with a lot of law enforcement in the area. They all have the same answers. Their hands are tied. They can't arrest them. And a lot of people think arresting won't do much, and it definitely will. This is what she said.
Oh.
Now, this video that she made over the weekend has gone viral. She's now started to do some interviews places. She said this is, you know, politics was never what she had intended. She was a businesswoman who was tired of not only seeing people that she'd have to move that she cared about, saying, like, yeah, having to kick them out of her property, but then also the byproduct of what the homeless people produce for her business. It was not conducive for that environment, so she's now moved on. And this is all happening while San Francisco has recorded record numbers of homelessness. This number is just mind-boggling that they are seeing on the streets of San Francisco. According to one headline, the San Francisco homeless stats, the city is blaming big business. I don't know how. Residents are blaming officials, which is probably more appropriate. There's even an app called Snapcrap in San Francisco.
Snapcrap?
Yeah, where people are asked to take pictures of piles of poop, and then at some point somebody gets to them to clean them up. And this is, I mean, it is so problematic. And
can you imagine the person whose job that is?
Ugh. Well, yeah, I know. That's number one. But I'll tell you.
To clean up the human poop?
Yeah.
Ugh, That's gross.
Well, and the risks that go with it. Obviously, they're wearing gloves and things.
Well, that's
like that.
What they're. I mean, they're saying we're one really hot summer. I mean, I think we're lucking out because in Los Angeles, our summers are usually pretty hot. This summer has been pretty mild, and maybe that's God giving us or Mother Nature giving us another year to get this problem under wraps. Because if I think we had the skyrocketing temps that we normally do, I think we would see typhus and typhoid in huge numbers right now.
Until September. September's usually the warmest.
It usually gets pretty hot, but August is usually hot too. There's the risk for the bubonic plague because the homeless people are leaving behind trash, they're leaving behind their poop, the rats are infected, they're infecting human beings. We've already started to see it, but it's slow numbers. This is the fifth largest economy on the planet. How in the hell these people can sleep at night in Sacramento, in Los Angeles,
to take
in
its
San
toll
Francisco.
On Newsom, finally, even though...
Well, Newsom's approval rate is a problem, though. I mean, this has been a problem building before he even took office.
Oh, yeah, it's been a problem since I started going there in 1993.
But it is now, though. This problem has just gone crazy, at least in Los Angeles in the last couple of years. So Eric Garcetti, our mayor, our leadership... The reason it is their problem is because the officials are trying to pretend that this is about housing. And while it's expensive to live in California, there are still opportunities for people to have shelter. The people living on the streets don't want it. And until we're ready to deal with the fact that they're going to probably need to be institutionalized, and nobody's got the backbone to say it, or they're going to need to be put into forced treatment because they need rehab, it's one of the two things. Nobody who is a normal human being lives on the street and doesn't try to seek shelter.
There's a third component here, and that is where these people are coming from. It's time that someone stopped. It's almost like immigration in a manner of speaking, because people come. I wouldn't have come to me had this experience not happened to me yesterday. I was in the junkyard bringing an old car to get rid of it, and the fellow runs the junkyard and I are friends, and he and I were talking with another fellow, and all of a sudden this youngster, this kind of mangy looking guy, wanders into the office. And he says, I got this old Camaro out here. You want to buy it? And so he went outside, looked at it. He says, yeah, I'll give you $200 for it. He said, swell, that's just enough money to get me to California, and that's where I want to go. I wonder, and I looked at him, and this guy...
Did he really say swell, first of all?
No, he didn't say swell.
Okay. So.
But he did say he was excited now that he had the money to get to California. He had $200 and not another pair of nickels to rub together. He's going to go to California, where he's heard all kinds of great things from who knows who's gone out there. And once he gets on $200, unless he's thumbing, I don't know how the hell he's going to get there. Maybe he's riding with a friend. I don't know. The land of opportunity. California is one of these places. I started going there in 1993 because of the work that I had at KABC. And I enjoyed, I frankly like it a lot. There are lots of things about California to like. But this kind of stuff, as it continues to grow, and even the traffic there doesn't bother me much. You learn how to dodge it or learn how to go on the surface streets, and it's not a big deal. But this kind of, and it's crazy expensive, and that's because of Newsom and guys before him, whoever. But I don't understand the thinking. I understand what attracts people to California, but more people last year left California than went to California. And so you think to yourself, okay, that's good, because I would like to have not so many people out there. Well, the kinds of people who are going, like this kid, I'm not saying he's a bad kid, he just didn't have what it would take in order to make it unless he gets some kind of help. And I think people are thinking, they see and they hear and they understand that California, like many other areas of our country, are havens for people who either don't have the ability to get a good job or work or pay their own way, or, excuse me, they don't want to. I think homelessness in some circumstances, not everyone, but from what I've been convinced, that homelessness is a choice made by people in some circumstances. They may have been down in their luck somewhere else, but if they can't survive where they are economically, then they go to someplace else where they may not be able to survive economically, but at least they can live, because they won't freeze. You go to Maine, you go to New York, you go to Ohio, you go to Wisconsin, you go any of those places, homeless people aren't going there. They may have some homeless people there, but they certainly aren't going there to try to make it or survive. And California's been a haven. They say, welcome, come, like we are for people who come to this country from elsewhere and think, okay, we can come to America and do whatever it is that's better than certainly where we are. And that may be true, but we've made it too easy for some people to survive. And yes, the homelessness is part of the mental health problem that we have in this country, which is almost a worse plague than the bubonic plague. It is becoming a plague, realize it or not. Mental health, mental illness is becoming like the plague. There's so much of it from top to bottom. It doesn't mean what your age is. It is a, it's dangerous. And if we don't wrap ourselves around it, that will be, as many have said, and Mao Zedong was the one I think that started this, we will not destroy ourselves. We won't be destroyed from outside. We'll destroy ourselves. And we're on the road. I don't like to think that we're destroying ourselves, but we're acting in a way that's totally irresponsible for ourselves, for the families that we love, for the people that we have around us, our neighbors and friends, the people we work with. We're destroying this country. And it's almost, we don't need the Chinese. Maybe they're helping on the side. They certainly aren't. They're certainly doing as much as they can. And so are other people who are jealous of where we are. And they want, there's always somebody who wants power and control. So it really is. It's exasperating. I mean, you look at the ISIS stuff. They're coming back in Iraq and Syria. And, you know, even though there have been lots of claims that ISIS had been defeated, apparently that's not the case.
Caliphate, yeah, the caliphate's been defeated, but the problem is that the ideology doesn't die.
No.
Doesn't die overnight, and that's the problem. With the homeless thing, I mean, I'll tell you, it's not my most favorite story, but I walked into work yesterday, and what did I see? I saw an empty...
Which place did you walk into? Which workplace
CRN.
Did you walk into? Into the company.
There was,
the company. Yeah, okay. Yep.
There was a cardboard paper roll laying on top of one of the bushes, and I went, oh, no, you've got to be kidding me. What is this doing out here? Sure enough, there was toilet paper, and guess what? And so I have to call my building landlord. I have to say, what the heck is going on?
That's not on the main drag where you are by any stretch of the imagination. It's way off the main drag.
You know, from that to having a homeless person live on my patio, I mean, this stuff touches people who aren't asking for it. I'm not asking for this stuff. I'm not asking for trouble. I stay out of the way. This stuff follows you around. And what does the government do in California? They hand them needles to stick into their arm because they think it's the right thing to do. You can't get a freaking plastic water bottle at San Francisco Airport, but you can get a needle on the streets of San Francisco so that these addicts can inject themselves. And it's inhumane. You know, if for everybody who's crying their eyes out about this crisis, the thing that's inhumane is allowing these people to suffer and live on the streets without a roof over their head.
It's tough because sometimes people don't want to get off the drugs, right? I mean, you can't go to rehab unless you really
want to. That's
why
I know nobody wants to say it, but they need to be institutionalized. No rational person needs to live, chooses to live in that environment. Nobody does that's thinking right.
Yep. And that's back to what I said a few minutes ago. Let's change the focus to a thank you from the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, Mr. Mike Lindell. I feel like I'm on The Tonight Show. I give you Mike Lindell. Well, Mike's not here, but he did send a message along to the advertising department on the DJB program and told Bill that it was time for him to give back to the listeners of this program. So great discounts now on all of the MyPillow products that are listed in the MyPillow catalog that you get in the mail if you bought some of their products or online at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use the DJB code, and then just go surfing, go looking, go buying, and save 50, 60, 65%. The body pillow, for example, right now, $29.99. Last week, $89.99. DJV listeners, unite. Use the promo code DJV for these great specials at MyPillow.com. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Make your day better with some music focus now on the DJV show. Sounds like Michael Jackson, doesn't it?
That's a compliment.
Why?
It's Joey McIntyre.
Yeah, new kids on the block.
I love you.
Jennifer. Have exceeded $50 million on their mixtape tour. Made a big impact on the hot tour tally. Final reports from the mixtape tour featuring Debbie Gibson, Tiffany, Naughty by Nature, and Salt-N-Pepa. Boy band's sixth North American tour since reuniting in 2008, and it's their biggest yet. All told, this mixtape tour grossed $53.2 million, sold 662,911 seats. So they performed, the new kids performed an impressive 55 concerts, span of 73 days. So that's like almost $1 million a concert.
Wow.
What does that take?
Such a good show.
Most saturated.
Did you
see
it? Yeah, it was a great show. It was New Kids and Salt and Pepper, all these great acts, all together at the Hollywood Bowl. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I haven't yet to go to the Hollywood Bowl. We go.
I know. I told you I'd take you, but you didn't really come out this summer.
No, I didn't. Haven't been up, but that's Labor Day's coming. So we start back on the back and forth routine. Johnny and Marie, by the way, just in comparison, they're the workhorses of these shows and tours. They've done 85 shows. Some of it is part of the residency that aren't they stopping the Vegas
residency?
They're
ending it, I think, in November. She's going to join the talk.
All over the place. Yes. The mixtape, and that'll be a welcome addition, hopefully. The mixtape, no, I was thinking of The View. The Talk is the one on CBS, right?
The Talk really doesn't need extra help. I think that's actually a really good show.
Yeah. The mixtape tour's highlight, two-night stint at the Garden in New York. No, here in Boston, as a matter of fact. Grossed $2.5 million. Several tours that featured nostalgic acts of the 90s and 80s have performed well. So, who are the people that are in New Kids on the Block? Who are they? All of them, Jennifer.
New Kids is Donnie Wahlberg, Ed Joey McIntyre, Jordan Knight, Jonathan Knight, and who am I forgetting? How could I?
There's one, right, that you forget.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who am I forgetting in New Kids? Donnie, Joey, Jonathan, Jordan. And Ringo.
Ringo, yeah, right, yeah.
Donnie,
Danny.
Did you say Danny?
Oh, Danny Wood.
Donnie.
Yeah, that's
Danny.
The problem.
And Danny plays Danny. Donnie plays Danny on the television show.
Right.
Which, by the way, back in production.
Has Donnie been on tour with them?
Yeah, he's the one that actually.
Right.
Yeah, he goes. That's why they go during the summer when he's off Blue Bloods, and he's the one that actually started this years ago when they had their resurgence.
Yeah, because they started back in production the last week of July. The production of TV shows about 2 month process, so that would make good sense. All right, so that's the story from the New Kids. Now let's move over to Lance Bass, shall we? Who has pledged to buy teachers school supplies. With the profit from the Cameo app, earnings from this app, the teachers struggling to purchase school supplies. This is such an outrage. It's damnable. Here's another thing.
True, though.
Really damnable.
Not new. My mom used to spend a lot of her checks.
Damnable. Damnable. Yep. Bass's mother is a teacher as well, Jennifer. That's why he's a lot of celebrities on the Cameo app. Fans buy personalized video messages from their star. Remember, we were talking about this the other day, how much it costs. Like, a 30-second clip from Lance Bass is $199, but every bit of it goes to his Amazon Clear Teachers wish list. By the 16th, Bass revealed he had raised $4,000 for the cause. So, pretty disgusting to do it, but kudos to him for doing it. 28 after on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones...
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are U.S. authorities have thwarted 6 mass shootings since the deadly attack in El Paso, Texas. The Guardian says several of those alleged plots may have involved white supremacists. 6 men suspected of planning attacks were allegedly targeting gays, Jews, Black Americans, as well as Muslims and Latinos. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says peace talks involving the U.S., the Afghan government, and the Taliban there are going well, and the U.S. could soon be bringing some troops back from Afghanistan.
Our desire is to create conditions on the ground where we can achieve what President Trump laid out, which is to reduce what is $30-35 billion a year in taxpayer money and the loss of American lives.
Trump says the U.S. shouldn't be a police force there. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is like your radio version of Beat Shazam. Always picking out, what's the story? Hear the story. That's what we should do, is have a test, ladies. This is the DJ Beat Show, by the way, folks. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. We should have a contest. Name this story. So you tell all the threads of the story without really telling what the story is.
Sounds then, like everything we do every day.
Yeah.
Let's tell the whole story without actually telling the headline.
Yeah.
As soon as you said test, I kind of blanked out. So
you really?
Yeah, what? Right. School's back. We don't want a test.
School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. You don't remember that old advertising jingle? See, I've been influenced by advertising all of my life in one way or another. For
and you've also been
reason.
Around a long time.
I think Doug has left the room. It's our show
right.
now.
Really?
As long as there isn't a test.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of knowledge in your old noggin.
Thank you very much. I like that term, noggin.
It actually means nose. People get that wrong. It's a Gaelic word. Yeah, it's an Irish word.
I didn't know that.
Noggin
well, thank
is
you.
Nose.
Really?
Yeah. But people have now co-opted into head, so.
All right, well, Victoria has the floor at the moment and our ear and our attention because there are, oh, I always love this. The government says, do this. The government says, do that. More rules from the government. You know, I have disdain for the government, and this is one of the reasons why. What do we have cooking?
I don't know if you'll like or hate this story. Not sure. Well, a federal program is recommending, and this is Energy Star. So we know Energy Star, if you buy any appliance, it usually has an Energy Star rating on it. And that's a federal program. And so now this is actually a government-backed program, and it promotes energy efficiency. And apparently they have really freaked out a lot of people online with this with their latest guidelines for how to set your thermostat. And if you have an automatic thermostat, which most people have in their homes now, they recommend, wait for it, 78 degrees when you wake up, 85 degrees during the day, and 82 degrees when you go to sleep.
Big pass.
Now, so they say homeowners can save $180 a year with the properly set programmable thermostat.
Yeah,
and not sleep. Right. Now, they encourage you to keep your thermostat at 78 degrees when you're at home. They say set your thermostat as high as comfortably possible in the summer. The smaller the difference between the indoor and outdoor temperatures, the lower your overall cooling bill will be. Now, some studies have actually shown higher daytime temperatures help improve productivity for some groups. Higher thermostat settings overnight can actually interfere with getting a good night's sleep. So a room somewhere around 65 degrees at night makes for the best sleep, according to the National Sleep Foundation. We sleep at 68 degrees at night. That's where we like to have it. Now, outside the home and in the office setting, the Occupational Health and Safety Administration recommends temperatures between 68 and 76 and humidity control in the range of 20% to 60%. So basically everyone else has recommended much lower temperatures than Energy Star, and people on the internet are literally freaking out about this because no one wants to basically function during the day with 85 degrees indoors.
Well, it's
horrible.
Stupid. What's the point of having air conditioning? You know, obviously you're going to save money if it's closer to the temperature outside when you're inside.
Roast your ass and save money.
If I'm walking outside and it's 95 degrees, the last thing I want to do is come in and then be like, oh, it's still 90 degrees in here. I want to, I want to step into the refreshing AC.
And who can sleep?
We
want the cool.
Yeah, and who can sleep with 82 degrees indoors? That just sounds
horrible.
Okay,
here's the question. Let's get to the nitty-gritty here. Jennifer, you and Jeff ever argue about the room temperature, and has he or have you left the bedroom to go sleep on the couch because of something like that?
No, not at all. He likes it cold, and I like it cold. And here's the thing. I like to sleep with a blanket. He likes a cold room, and he just, like, throws the blankets off. He just is, like, a hot sleeper. Right. I like to cuddle into my blanket, and so I like the room to be cold.
Did I have a duvet. I can't sleep without a duvet on top of me.
Awful.
It actually works.
The word hate. Duvets are the most horrible thing ever invented.
What do you sleep with?
I sleep with a sheet.
I don't like that. We don't use a top sheet. We just use the duvet.
Too hot.
And we have a thin duvet filler for the summer, and then
So do you and Lewis always sleep together, or you ever argue about temperature or anything else, and he goes and sleeps in the other room?
No, when we sleep together,
Has there been in your history a night when you didn't sleep together because there was something that you didn't agree on?
Definitely not about the temperature of the room.
No, but
for
sometimes, little things happen.
No, I've never banished him to the couch, if that's what you're asking.
Jeff and I will argue about stupid stuff, and then we'll be like, all right, we're going to bed. Good night.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm just curious as to what the reality is. All right, so here's another study that has some impact in having children. And this is for you, but this is for both of you, all three of you, actually. Having children, according to this study, makes you happier when they move out. Having children will make you happier than staying without children, but not until later in life. I love my two children more now than I ever have. I'm so proud of what Brennan.
And you have that relationship with your parents, and I do too. Victoria Care, I think you guys do too. The study says it gives you a social group, basically, like a social support is what they're saying, and you don't have to worry about them being at home or childcare, all those things under your roof. So that's why they say it's optimal when the kids leave the house.
Yeah, well, and it's nice. You're happier when you're older. The comparison here is with non-parents who are older with the people who have got children. But they got to be out. And some of the previous research suggesting that parenthood, social networks, marital status affect the well-being and even the mental health of people who are older. But the latest look here suggests that the family status is different with parents and children. And this was a study of 55,000 people over the age of 50. And a bunch of different countries were involved, so it's not a fly-by-night thing. I find one of the interesting things, the biggest factor, children become a more sort of a form of social support. And this research points out that social support networks are associated with greater happiness, not being lonely, act as a buffer against stressful events. I guess I see this. We have, as you know, if you've heard me talking about things on the farm this summer, we have a couple of ice cream buses that we converted to serving ice cream on the farm. We've been known at Eastleigh, you can go to the website, eastleighfarm.com. We've been known for great ice cream for a couple of decades. And then I got a bus that actually ran, so we've been driving it around town and other towns. And it's been fabulous for the first summer. One of the things that we've done is gone to a senior living center. And I watch the people as they come out. I don't spend a lot of time in the bus. Sometimes I move it to where it is and to the next place. So I've got my eye and ear on what's going on. And the older folks who are in this this particular unit, they just seem to be lost. I guess that's the best way I would describe it. And it's so sad to see it. And I can't help but think that it's probably because they don't have anybody around them. I think if you do have people around you to support, I don't know that we needed this study, but it's good to bring a reflection back to reality as to what happens when you get older. Now, there was a study done that found childless couples were happier with their relationships and their partners than parents were. In other words, you're happier now. People my age are happier with their status in life than our parents were at this point in their life. And I think that's probably true. My father was never really a happy guy at all. He was pretty angry most of his life, and didn't necessarily reflect it all the time, but you could see it. And as he got older, the anger turned to fear, which I think happens with a lot of people that don't really have a sense of where I'm going. You know, what happens after we become dust again? And I remember when my father was 88, one day he came into my kitchen and he put his arms around me and started to cry. And my father never cried. The only time I ever saw him cry is when I think I saw him cry a little when my mother died. And when his best friend, the farmer who lived across the street, died, he cried. But other than that, I never saw him cry. The fact that he cried at that point was more about worrying about what his relationship with my two sisters and me. And then, because he didn't really have a relationship, kind of, with one of my sisters, but not with the other one. It just was sad, and it made me cry. But he, I haven't thought about that actually since this study, Victoria. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
I don't know. I'm wondering if that was a good thing or not.
No, I think it was. We all need to reflect on where we are, what we're doing, where we've been to a point. You can't do much about that. Where you are now is what's most important. And maybe you want to prepare for the future if you can. But the here and now is what's most important. But I haven't thought about that day for a long time. So gives me a minute or two to think, and I'm sure many people that are listening have the same sort of thing going on in their head at the moment. Think about what your relationship was with your parents, and if you're a parent, what's your relationship with your children like? Speaking of parents and stuff, today is National Senior Citizen Day. Since 1988, on this day, we have chosen to honor our seniors, show them gratitude by making sure our communities are places they can thrive during their sunset. Oh, that's a horrible expression there. Sunset years.
I hate that.
That is an awful expression. Back in 1988, House Joint Resolution 138 designated this date, August 21st, as National Senior Citizens Day. Authorized and request the president to issue a proclamation for the day, and President Reagan obliged. The original legislation called for those over the age of 55 to be honored. There continues to be debate about what age one becomes a senior. I don't think I'm there yet, and I'm older than any of these people that are on this list. I consider myself to be the upper end of middle age. How's that for being optimistic? Not bad, right, ladies?
Yeah. I like it.
On this day, anybody, well, your father's about the same age as I am, and so we'll put him in the same category, Jennifer.
Yeah, you guys aren't done yet.
No, not by a long shot. Anybody who wishes to identify as a senior over the age of 55 is able to be, I think that's bourgeois.
55. I know.
Give me a break.
I know I'm not too close to that yet, but it's getting closer. And when I hear 55, I'm like, really? That's senior citizen? No.
And that's J-Lo being a senior citizen.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know why that is? That's the declaration came from the AARP. They have so much. We all talk about big businesses and who has political clout. These bums at the AARP have so much money and so much influence on legislators and legislation, it's uncanny. I refuse to join. I remember I started getting stuff from them when I was a 50-year-old. And I thought, you opportunistic. And it's sad because the woman who was a teacher in California who started the AARP was a fabulous lady who did a wonderful job. And then it's been taken over by these gangsters, these crooks who, you know, basically promise you the world and give you nothing. There's nothing in that AARP catalog or anything that they offer for sale you can't buy cheaper someplace else. But they've been brilliant and successful at their marketing. They got to give it to them for that. They found a market and they worked it and they got where they are, which is, in my mind, nowhere, because I wouldn't join them. It was on my last breath and I needed help. We need to join the AARP. The end of it.
Wow, I've never heard anyone have such strong feelings about AARP.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you so anti? I don't
all
get
they
it.
Do is send you a magazine. Like,
right? And give you discounts to use at hotels.
And offend me when I'm 50 trying to accuse me of being a senior.
Okay, so this is your vanity that's offended. Got it.
It could be, yes. Thanks very much, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
I love Victoria.
Got it.
Okay.
I don't sound like a bull, but thanks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right.
Nice.
No.
So weird.
No, Jennifer, that's not the way a bull sounds.
My God. What's on TV tonight?
Let's find out what's on TV tonight. What a great idea, Jennifer.
Well, it's a great segue because there's lots of shows about animals.
Lots of bull
and, like, crazy. There's a lot of crazy bull going on. All right, so let's start first with I Was Prey on Animal Planet. That's new tonight at 10, where you never count out an animal because they can still attack you. People tell their stories about being attacked by dead rattlesnakes, all sorts of things. That's on Animal Planet tonight at 10. There's also a series premiere on History at 10 called Face the Beast. This is where naturalist Bruce Stanley Wright will take you through the stories. This one apparently a true account from World War II of a crocodile massacre of Japanese soldiers. That's at 10 o'clock. So a couple of weird animal shows tonight. The Last Cowboy's new tonight at 11. This is post-Yellowstone. It's a docuseries that you can check out on the Paramount Network. That's at 11 o'clock. Yellowstone's a really big hit for that network. Snowfall about crack is new tonight at on FX. 10 o'clock, and Ghost Hunters has their season premiere on A&E at 9 o'clock. If you're into something a little lighter, we'll check out Big Brother on CBS. That's new at 8 o'clock, and a new episode of Beverly Hills 90210 at 9 o'clock on Fox.
Wow! 10 before the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And, like, you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. I'm going to start with something that impressed me just a moment on a conversation that we actually had yesterday on the program with a fellow named Rick Smith, who has done a lot of research, has a book out called The End of Killing, which explores how technology, Victoria, can help solve some of the great problems in our world. And it was just, you know, his thoughts about gun control and what happens and why we have all these mass shootings in comparison to what the world used to be like. We actually are much less violent than we used to be, actually, believe it or not. But he says technology will end all of that. And so if you want to read the book, it's called, I'm not getting paid to say this, I just thought it was interesting, The End of Killing. Rick Smith is the author's name. I really recommend it. Very good. Next up here, eBay and Instagram and Spotify.
Shopify.
Shopify. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Why would Jeffrey Epstein be on Spotify?
I don't know.
Any hits, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Epstein is getting the zot, right?
I don't know what that means, but T-shirts and merchandise.
Getting the zot. It's called, it's just getting it in the neck.
Okay. Well, he did get it in the neck already. In merchandise inspired by Jeffrey Epstein, of course, the convicted sex criminal and his suicide, are now challenging online platforms' moderation policies. So there are some eBay listings, and this is obviously in the no-taste department, but there are eBay listings, which were still live as of yesterday, depicting a painting that Epstein reportedly had in his home. It features Bill Clinton in a blue dress and red heels. It's now on T-shirts and mugs, and so eBay says that they've taken down multiple listings selling these T-shirts and anything.
So did somebody get in the house, take a picture of that, and that's where these things come from? Somebody must
mm-hmm.
have Right.
Well, the FBI published the pictures. That's how last week when we were talking about the painting, that's how we saw the pictures. Yeah. So now they've taken that image and they've put it on T-shirts and mugs and things like that. And I don't know why anyone would want this, but eBay says that they've taken down multiple listings related to Jeffrey Epstein, and they said as a result of their human tragedy policy, they do not tolerate the sale of any item that seeks to profit from human suffering or tragedy. Other original merchandise has sprung up on Instagram posts. Those posts have been allowed to stay on the platform for some reason. Instagram has said that it doesn't violate their policies, but Shopify dropped the service to at least one site offering Epstein-themed apparel. One of the T-shirts that really made the rounds, besides Bill Clinton in the blue dress with the red heels, one of the listings includes a T-shirt that shows a picture of Epstein and Bill and Hillary Clinton next to him in a rifle's crosshairs with the hashtag Clinton body count. And so that has been, Amazon has taken that one down, saying that, again, their policy is very similar to eBay's. They don't allow merchandise that depicts, you know, a human tragedy or directly connected with a tragedy or treat human life satirically. So that's down. In February, Square, Chase, and PayPal stopped allowing payments to a Proud Boys adjacent online store. So a lot of this stuff that's become so political and so polarizing, companies are having to figure out what, you know, where is the moral line? Is there a moral compass when it comes to merchandise? And so far, some of these sites are saying that, yes, there is a line and that the Epstein stuff has crossed it.
Yep, I think they're right. The June Smart Oven, latest smart device to turn on when it's not supposed to turn on.
The Geek Out.
The thing that makes a smart home device useful and cool can also develop a bug that creates a new unwanted problem, like a smart oven that just turns on in the middle of the night. Yeah, you don't want that. The June Oven is a smart countertop device that's very interesting because it uses cameras and sensors to identify food types and then automatically determine cooking temps and times. That's really cool. Unfortunately, there are now reports of users saying their June Oven is turning itself on in the middle of the night, preheating to 400 degrees, and then just sitting there. Obviously, that's not desirable, and June is working on an update that fixes the problem. A neat idea, the June Oven is a nifty smart kitchen oven. Starts at $700, and we've posted a link to the story on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, keep going, Victoria.
Netflix is updating its TV app with a quote-unquote latest section that will list movies and TV shows and TV seasons that will be released that week. So essentially, this will give you trailers and a reminder of when to watch programs that you like. Also, this will help Netflix aim new shows at you. So this is all going to be part of like the trending section of Netflix. So look for that update, which should be live this week.
All right, that's it. 59 past the hour. That's the news from the world of technology that will affect you on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.